Hey guys, Kai here, and I thought I would do a little something different. I don't know, I'm actually getting ready to go out for tonight, and I thought you might want to well, I guess I thought I might want to try doing a get ready with me audio edition sort of thing, because I always see, I always see, like, this sort of stuff on YouTube, and I was like, oh, okay, that could be fun. People watch that, I think, or, like, I don't know, sometimes I watch them, because it's kind of relaxing seeing girls getting ready when doing their makeup and stuff, and I'm gonna be doing makeup and stuff, so, I mean, there won't be the whole visual aspect, but let's just try it. And yeah, putting on lotion because it smells good and it makes your skin soft, so yeah. yep. So I'm gonna go I'm going dancing tonight. Yeah. Not like to the club or anything. No, not to the club. Unless there was a club that did this sort of dancing, but, I'm going to go do tango. Yeah, Argentine tango. And it's something that I really love and I'm really passionate about, and it's so much fun, and I'm gonna fall. Trying to apply lotion to your legs on one foot is difficult. Okay. What to wear underneath the clothes. I'm actually kind of in a rush because it starts at 8. And it is currently 6:51. And it takes about 30 minutes to get there. And I definitely do not take 30 minutes to do makeup and hair. It takes me a lot longer. And today is not a good skin day. Like, my skin is super dry. And I keep putting moisturizer on it. And it doesn't want to get in my face. Oh yeah, pro tip. If you pat your moisturizer, it helps sink in better compared to just spreading it on your face. So that's what I'm doing. Because my skin's really dry, but I guess that means I haven't been drinking enough water. Also, pro tip, drink water. It just helps everything better. Get better. Do stuff. Okay, undergarments. Oh, these ones are cute, but... Yeah, I wonder if, like, you other girls do that too. Like, do you pick your underwear based on, like, the mood or feeling that you're going for? Or do you just grab it out of your drawer? Or, oh, this one is cute. I like this one. It's like a sort of peachy pink color with stripes. And it has little bows and stuff. And, oh, it is cute. It has a little bow. And it's, okay, this one, and it's soft, and easy to move in. Nice, okay. Now for bra. But I don't know which one, because it depends on what I'm going to wear. Ugh. And I don't know what dress I'm going to wear, because I like, I'm picky, and I always like wearing something different each time I go to one of these things. And I just look in the closet, and my skin is dry again. Great. All right, closet. What do you got for me? What is something I has not worn yet? Oh, well, I wore that last time. That's cute, sort of. I don't know. What happened to my other pink one? Oh, this one's pretty. Oh, but it's hot. It's gonna get way too hot. I don't know if my arms are good for that one.
Let's see. I don't know if I want to wear a longer flowy skirt or a shorter one about knee, a little bit past my knees, or about knee length. Or I guess I could wear my purple and green one. This one is pretty, and the material's nice, and it's a flattering shape for me, I would say. Yes. Okay. And then that way I get to wear a normal bra. I don't have to wear like a strapless bra. Also, I just want more clothes. So bad. But actually, I don't know. I guess not that bad because I don't really buy clothes. I don't really buy anything, really. I just sort of wear a lot of the same thing over and over again until friends and family get tired and they're like, here is something new. Wear this. Okay, now if I can find my bra. Okay, there it is. Should I wear pink to match? Or should I wear... pink would match the undies better. Okay, let's go with matching. Matching. Also, girls, do you wear matching underwears too? Or like, do you feel like... Oh, get that out of there. But yeah. This one's also nice because it makes my boobs look good. Yay, for good boob day. Yep, and holds everything in. Because that's what bras do. Because all it is chest fat. Oh, also, pro tip, you do that thing where you tilt over and then you adjust the breastises and bam, fuller cups. Hooray. All right. Actually, I'm not going to put on the dress now because I'm just going to get sweaty. Okay. Got my iron on. I mean, not my iron, my curling iron. And my hair's not quite dry yet. Oh, it's cute. And my butt looks cute. Yay. Yeah, but I really miss getting ready with my best friend. Because we used to live together. And, yeah. I miss doing that, and we would just, like, go into her room or my room, and we would, like, just do our hair, and then we'd help each other with our makeup and stuff. And hang my towel, and go scratch my scalp. Scratching your scalp is always nice. Yeah, and then we do our hair and our makeup together and help each other coordinate outfits and jewelry and all that sort of business. Oh, I should put spray in my hair. Now I'm putting in heat. What is this called? Heat protectant for like when I curl my hair so it doesn't get too damaged, because right now it's a little bit damaged because I keep washing it and shampooing it instead of every other day. But I've been working out a lot, so, and also I'm just bad and I like hot showers. Should I put in mousse? I don't know. But, yep. Smells nice. Okay. So, if I'm gonna wear that dress, then what should I do to my face? Also, long hair sucks sometimes because you just keep shedding and shedding and shedding. And I just, like, pulled out a whole bunch of hair. Okay. That's in. Face needs more moisture. I'm just spraying toner on my face. It's this rose water toner that I made, and it smells really good. And deodorant.
Not in my face. No, that's not a pro tip. Deodorant goes under your underarms.
Okay. Why is my leg itchy? Okay, I'm gonna pause real quick and go finish blow drying my hair, because, or should I do my makeup now? I don't know. Okay, I'm back and I just blow dried my hair a little bit more. Is the music distracting? Or can you even hear it? I don't know. Anyways, let's see where to put you. Anyways, yeah. So I decided I'll just curl my hair first so that. Where to put you? Yes, I will curl my hair so that it'll be out of my face and then I can do my makeups. Yep. Let me prop this up here and then create another prop. And just keep propping you up until I have a place for you, darlings. sorry. I'll edit this out. Okay, there you are. There you go. Yes, and I should probably brush my hair too. And I forgot a hairbrush. Do just yet. Oh, what is that? Is that a white hair? Oh.
I mean, I do have lots of white hairs, but I don't know.
Let's see. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot the clips. Dang it. I don't know what I'm doing. Let's just find out. Let's just do crazy stuff until we find something we like. And hopefully I don't burn my head.
Oh, I think that is a big fat white hair. Do you ever get those, like...
My friend told me that those hairs, like, it's a... Those crunchy sort of looking hairs, or they're super thick. They're super thick, and then you just find them, and it... She says that those are the hairs that are sucking out all your lifeblood in your spirit. So we'd always try to find them for each other and pull them out. And I am not prepared for this. Sorry, my room's a mess.
I meant to clean it, but it just didn't happen. Oh, there you are, hair clippy. I can use that. Oh, hello, little cat. Little fat cat. Little big fat cat. Oh, I love this song. No, baby, careful. That's the hot iron. I don't want you to burn your face. Don't burn your whiskers. Oops. Oh, sorry, baby. I just bonked her in the head. I'm sorry. Okay, don't knock over the guitar, okay? No, get away from the hot iron. What did I say? What did I tell you? You're not listening to me. I have to be a good girl. Uh,
this. Okay. And my hair is super thick, and it's really difficult to curl, and it's long, and I don't know why I thought this would be a good idea. Burn face. Don't burn head. Yeah! Except now that looks like an awful Shirley Temple curl. Great. Good job, Kai. That was not the kind of curl I was going for. Alright, too late. It's happened. It's happened already.
No, Mimi Cat. Stop. Stop that. Don't get mad.
I did it for your own good, so you wouldn't burn your little pawsies off. Alright, let's try the next piece of hair. Yeah, this was probably not the best way. I should have done the other method. This was not smart. I am not a smart girl. Just gotta make sure I don't burn my neck. I burnt my neck one time. And it was pretty bad. And yeah, but luckily my hair could hide it. But yeah. Comment if you've ever burnt your face, head, with hot beauty tools. That one's slightly better. Alright. Okay. Alrighty. Oof. This is not great. Up, up, I super... I can't do, like, thick portions because then it won't even curl. But then when I do the smaller ones, it doesn't even... it's just not good. It's just not good. Okay, I'll try the other... Oh, hi, baby cat. No, I have to get ready now. I'm getting ready now. I cannot give you pets and loving and kisses right now. I'm sorry, darling. I'm sorry, baby. Ah! And I dropped it. I mean, I just dropped the hair. It's okay. I'm okay, guys. Alrighty. Curling. Heating. My cat is like, why aren't you paying attention to me? She's pretty much sitting right behind me right now. I'm kneeling on the floor in front of my mirror. And she's just rubbing against my back. And she's like, come on, pay attention to me. I'm being cute right now. I'm sorry, darling. I can't. I have to get going. I'm already running late as it is. And my hair is steaming. Hooray. Okay, this one looks much, much better. All right, let's do this technique. So what I'm doing now is I'm actually taking the portion of hair, and I am just holding the curling iron out, and I'm wrapping the hair around it instead of clamping it down inside. Because the clamp kind of, if you clamp it, it makes it look kind of really stiff and very Shirley Temple-y. So instead, the way where I just wrap it around the outside, it makes it more a wave. Yeah. And then you let it sit for a bit, and let it steam, and damage your hair, and beat it into submission, and then, yes, beautiful, lovely. Yee! The cat just tickled me with her tail. Yep, there we go, bigger, fatter curls. There we go, that's nice. Let's do that instead. Okay, so I just ended up redoing the curls on the other side because it was not even, so And I pinned them up, and now we're doing the upper half portion of my head. Oh, is the music too loud? Alrighty. I still don't know what I'm going to do with this. But that's pretty much my life. Who knows what I'm doing? Alright. I don't know what... Alright, let's do this side. Ow. Alright. Okay. Just do sections. Sections. Always important to brush out the hair and get it nice and smooth before you curl or straighten, or else you're just going to make not nice things. I swear I'm more eloquent than this. Actually, I'm just not really good at multitasking. I didn't know why I thought a getting ready with me audio was a good idea when I'm in a hurry. But, oh well, we're doing it. Or, you know, I could just be pretending that I'm going out to make it seem like I have a social life. Didn't think of that, did ya? But, no, I am going somewhere. But I am going by myself. Because, it's kind of a last minute thing. I didn't think I was going to go out tonight, and I didn't think there was going to be any events this weekend. But I saw on the website that I usually look at... Oh, that one is pretty. Good job, guys. Good job, me. I did such a good job with this curl. Guys, I wish you could see this curl. It is so good. Like, so good. It's all dreamy and romantic and just beautiful. Good job, me. And now I'm taking that curl and I'm pinning it up so that it stays nice and warm. And it stays in that curled shape. And so I just actually have like those old-fashioned Velcro rollers. And I'm just pinning, I'm just rolling it up in there so that it's out of the way. And so that it can maintain its shape. And let's see, let's do the other side. There's not too much hair on. Yeah, I did most of the hair at the bottom, so... Excuse me. I think that was a hiccup. Alright. Let's brush this one up. Okie dokie. Oh, I love this song. Yeah, but I usually go by myself to these things because, well, at least to Tango, because it's not as, well, also because my friends haven't really been able to go. And also, I've started taking lessons, and I found that it's kind of a bit harder to pick up if you haven't at least taken a lesson or two or haven't had someone teach you a little bit one-on-one. Oh, I love this song so much. Ayu has such a pretty voice. And I got distracted. What was I talking about? Yeah. But it's fine, though, because you don't actually need a partner in order to go to these things. Wow, look at that curl, girl. I'm getting so much better at this. Like I have kitty cat ears. I'm just gotta pin it up. All right, just a few more. All right. Now I'm doing the crown of my head. And I want the most volume there because my hair is really straight and really flat. And I like to have some poof when I go out. And so, it's best to have the iron near your head, as close as you can get it without actually touching your head, because that will hurt. The closer you have to the base of the shaft of the hair, the more I can have that lift. So you don't really need a partner, because at these social dances, or in tango it's called a milonga, there's a whole sort of etiquette and way of getting a partner to dance with you. So the gentleman will usually approach the lady, or the leader will approach a follower. First, it's this whole process is called the cabeceo. So the male, or the gentleman, will make eye contact with the lady. So he'll make eye contact with the lady that he would like to dance with, and he will gesture with his eyes and with his face and have that expression of, do you want to dance? But he won't actually approach her or anything until she returns that and she nods, or, you know, she gives him her consent. And she's like, yes, I would like to dance with you, with her eyes and a nod. Ow. And what am I doing? Ow. I totally missed. Oh, my left hand. Come on, left hand. You can do it. All right. And kind of wish you guys could see my hair right now. It looks pretty awesome and pretty silly. Okay, and so once the lady consents to the gentleman's query of, will you dance with me, with his eyes, then she waits for the gentleman to approach her, and then he will offer her his hand, and then he will lead her to the dance floor where they will begin their dance. And so I really like it because there's just that whole, hot. There's that whole, it's very respectful. And also it kind of helps everyone save face. And so, you know, you don't have to worry about being like, oh, you want to dance. And then the girl being like, oh no, I don't really want it right now, sorry. And, you know, just having that whole thing happen and kind of being embarrassed. And so everyone can just be like, okay. Yeah, no, I would not like to dance with you. But they say it with their eyes and with gestures and stuff and from across the room. And so everyone is happy. Sort of, yes. But then again, if a lady does refuse the gentleman, it's pretty much in poor taste to be like, oh, she goes and accepts the cabeceo of someone else. So generally, if as a lady or a follower, if you don't accept, then it's understood that you'll sit out that tanda, or that dance. And each dance consists of three songs, and those three songs, or the set, is called a tanda. And yeah, now my head looks like a fluffy butterfly. I'm gonna pause and take a picture to send to my friend. Hold up. Okay, so I'm back, and I put on clothes, and I'm gonna do my makeup now, and I just took out way too much stuff. Okay, so, primer, yes, and my hair is falling, and what is happening? Okay, so, putting on some primer, because my skin is not happy today, and it is not being nice and smooth for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, because I tend to sweat pretty quickly. Like, yeah, sorry, it's kind of gross. But I sweat and my makeup will just melt off within a few minutes. And, okay, that's sinking a bit. And, let's see, my skin is kind of a weird shade right now because I kind of got tanned from vacation. Oops, so I'm gonna have to mix something up. And so what I like to do is I have two different kinds of foundations, a really light one and a really dark one. And I just kind of mix them together to create something new. Hopefully something that will blend out on my skin. And then I just kind of apply that. And I need to clean my makeup brushes. That's something I really need to do. Always clean your makeup brushes. Because it ruins the effectiveness, and it's also gross. And I'm sorry. Now you all know that I'm gross. But, like I said, I didn't know I was going to go out tonight. But, yeah, sorry, that's just an excuse. Keep clean. Be clean and healthy. Oh, I love this song, too. I'm going to turn up a bit. The music video for this is so cute and kind of sad. Like this girl, she's waiting for Thursday or Friday to happen so she can see her beloved. And then the guy that's singing with her is also waiting for that day. But he's like a ghost or her best friend. It's kind of hard to tell. Oh my! just brought the light closer to my face to see all the problem areas. Hello, face. You definitely need more moisturizer. Oh well. Hopefully people won't notice how dry my skin is when I'm sweating. Dark circles. Also, pro tips for your skin. Go to sleep. This has been Pro Tips of the Chimerical Hour. Yes, sleep and water. Best remedies for any skin problems. Unless, you know, there's genetic stuff, then for that I cannot help you with. Also, I'm not really a pro, but these are just some things I've learned over time, in my experience with makeup and such. And you're like, well, why should I listen to you? You don't have to. Just offering you some friendly girl talk and stuff, and thought maybe you would like to know. Mm-hmm. always blend foundation into your neck. Because you don't want to just look like you're wearing a mask, even though you are. Makeup. What can't it do? Oof, a terrible whitehead there. And always blend, blend, blend. And... oh, goodness. All right, that's as good as it's gonna get. All right, y'all, let's get moving, because it is so late. It's almost 8 o'clock, and that's when the dance actually starts. But, you know, fashionably late, and people are like, oh, who is she? What is she doing here? She must be lost. She doesn't know how to dance. Oh, God, what is she doing here? I can't find a tissue, and I just messed up my face some more, as if it wasn't messed up already. Okay.
Tissues.
What did I do with my tissues? Pro tip, always have tissues handy.
Alright. Tissues. Luckily, I have my little pocket packets of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle tissues, and this will do nicely.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And that is not that great. What did I do? Blend. Why don't I know how to do the thing by now?
Okay, now let's do eyes! Hooray! And I made a mess. How did I get foundation there? What in the world? And yes. So I'm going to apply. Ooh, let's see. I think I'm gonna go. I saw like this really cool music video, more K-pop stuff, and in it she had like this really pretty rosy pink purple sort of look, and I like it, and I want to try that, and I'm going to attempt that. And here goes nothing. Here goes. Oh, that's nice. Just applying a base of like a light pink. Oh, look at that. Now I look like I'm more awake and like I have slept for several hours instead of staring into the void of the internet late at night when the world is asleep. Or at least this side of the world is asleep. You know, I've been hanging out with you guys. Sort of. More like just creeping on you guys. Because, you know, that's fun. And not creepy at all. Alright, let's do this. Okay, makeup on the eyes, somewhat. Okay, I put a a base color of pink. And let's do like more pink, but not too much pink. Ah, no, baby, don't touch my toes. She's patting my foot because she wants my attention, but I can't give her attention now because I am busy. Okay. That is something. Alright. Look at that. Now I look more awake. Awesome. Okay. Alright, there we go. That's better lighting. Okay. Oh gosh. Now I really see myself for what I am. Okay. Moving onwards. Alright, this is a nice color. Let's do this. And all my brushes are dirty. That is great. That is not great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, clean brush. Nice.
No, Ming Ming. Stay back, baby cat. I cannot entertain you right now. I have to finish my face. Let's see. Let's start with this purple. And so it's like a light matte purple color. And we'll just put that all over the eye. Oh, hello, eyes.
Looking good. Sort of, I think.
Alright, just keep it light. Just blending it out. Also, I totally did a purple eye last time. What am I doing with my life? So much for creativity. Okay. Another eyeball. And I'm just applying. Oh, that was way too much. That was way too much. Abort mission. Abort. Abort mission. That's why you have tissues handy. So you can take off all the makeup you put on. Alright, blending. Blending. Okay. Alright, there we go. We're getting there. A lighter touch. Not like Mistress of the Night, but more like Mistress's friendly niece of the night. What am I saying? Alrighty. Okay. That's good, I think. I look adventurous, sort of. It's too purple. Now I need to warm it up some. Ooh, I could add some of this. Nope, don't do it. Don't do it, Kai. Oops, she's doing it. She's doing it. Adding a color that she will regret. All right, let's do it. Let's do it. We're doing it, y'all. We're doing it. Oh, okay. Not as bad as we thought it was going to be. Oh, that's pretty. Look at what we did, you guys. We just had a happy little accident. I added, like, some gold to the purple, and it's okay. Wow. It is all right, you guys. We will be okay. I could totally do makeups and stuff. Like, I totally know how. I wasn't panicking or anything. Wow, look at that. That's a nice combo. Combo. Should I do it? I'm gonna do it. Being a silly girl and trying to get my attention, but it's not gonna work, no matter how cute you are. No matter how cute and cuddly you are, and... Wow, okay. I could darken that up a bit. Let's see. What should I use to darken that? Nope, I did that last time. Okay, let's take a little smudgy brush, and let's smudge some color into the corners. Into the outer V corners of your eyes to create some depth. And also, you can probably tell I watch way too many YouTube videos. And oh my goodness, this audio is getting way too long. I'm so sorry. Maybe I just won't upload it. Maybe I'll just keep it to myself and stay in my room. Stay out of trouble. Oh, that is dark. Okay, that's a milder, nicer color. Alright, let's do that instead. Also, astigmatism does not help in applying the makeups, but we gotta work with it. Oh, that is a lot, and I have become the Mistress of the Night again. But it's okay, just get your blending brush, and you blend, and it's gonna be okay. I hope. Please be okay. Please be okay. Please be okay. It's working! Nice! Alright. And, alright, that's good enough for eyeshadow, I think. That's good enough. Or we could put more. Nope, stop. Nope, too late. I'm putting more. Ooh, and it's pretty because it has the sparkles. Oh, gosh. And I can't be stopped. Someone please stop me. Nope. And that's why I need my best friend here, because she'll be like, you've had enough. That's enough sparkles. You gotta go. It's already an hour late. We're already behind. so behind, but I just like it. And I'm laughing to myself like a crazy person in my room. Well, you know. No, I don't know. Who knows? What am I talking about? Alright, let's put the eyeshadow away before I start adding more. Okay. Back to the palette you go. Away from me, colorful, beautiful demon. Alright, eyeliner. Line these eyes. Ooh, should I put on false lashes? Nope, don't do it! Don't do the lashes! Okay, okay, okay. Just line your eyes and then let's get out of here. If I could find the eyeliner that I wanted to use. Okay. I can't find it. It's here. I know it is. Oh, because it's the black one and it's like super small now. And okay. Alright, astigmatism. Let's do this. Okay, we can do this. And now I'll just line the eye. And then blend it out. Apply as close to the lash line as possible and don't mess it up. Don't be a failure. You did so much work on your eyes, don't even mess up. Okay, alright, good job. And then get a brush and blend it so it's not such a harsh line. And I did not clean that brush either. This is why you clean your brushes, guys. Ladies, gents, whoever enjoys the art of makeup, always clean your brushes so that
you can blend your makeup to look nice and sexy and smoldery, sort of.
Okay, yeah. Now it looks like I have more eyelashes than I have. Makeup's wonderful. So many illusions.
Okay. Also, I'm gonna totally do that thing where my mouth is open while I do it. And I can't see. Oh gosh, my eye is not good. Come on, eyeball. Work. You can do it. Alright. And then... And flick. And look at that. It's like I have
more eyelashes. Hurrah! I'm doing it, guys. I'm doing it.
They said I'd never learn. Actually, it's more like I said myself that I'd never learn, because before I used to be like, ew, makeup's gross. That's so shallow. I'm never gonna be a girl, or I'm never gonna be like those kind of girls. And yet here I am, burning my face. And neck, and poking myself in the face in order to get nice, smoldery eyes, sort of.
Or I just look like I have more eyelashes than I do have.
Mm-hmm.
And blend, okay. Alright, for the bottom lid. Oh gosh. Ooh, let's use this one. This one's pretty. To do a lot of editing. Alrighty. Some purpley pink for the bottom to make it smudgy and sparkly and bring more purple down there because we just need more purple. Just like purple. Ah, I just poked my eye. Great. Yep. Yep, that's a nice color. That's a party color.
And I'm blending. And I'm blending my eyes.
And I'm so late. And it's so late. And I hope there's not any crazy people driving. Okay. I got this.
Yeah. I bring the look together by blending similar colors down
onto the lower eyelash lid, eyelid place thing.
Wow.
What are words? And I need to put more on this side. And then to seal it in, we'll add a little bit of a shadow on top so that it doesn't look like I'm crying all the time, even though I am. Alright, purple it up. Okay, that's super dark. Alright, I made a mistake. Okay. Or as Bob Ross says, there are no mistakes, just little happy accidents. Right, baby cat?
Right.
Okay. We got this. We got this. If not, then... Well,
it's not like our social life will change all that much. Alrighty. Okay, now we put on the mascara. And then the scary part. Well, I mean, it's not that scary now, or it's not as bad as it used to be, but, you know, you have your mascara curler, your eyelash curler. Mascara curler? No. You have your eyelash curler, and you insert eyelashes, and you press, and you walk it up. Ta-da! I am more awake. Now the other eyeball. And up. I kind of want to do false lashes, but that would probably be a bad idea. And voila! My eyelashes are fluttering like little butterflies in the spring.
Great. Now mascara. Okay, which mascara?
Smoky extravagance, or they're real. Let's go with they're real. Oh, and then for my lips, what to do with my lips? Oh, and I still have to fix my hair. What am I doing with my life? Why do I take forever? Why did I think this was a good idea? Alrighty. Oh, this is a really wet formula.
Okay, don't mess it up. Don't touch the eyelids. Okay, I did it. Now I just can't blink at all for several minutes. Okay, other eye. Don't mess it up. And I got mascara in my hair. Not the actual hair on my eyelids, but in my...
God, I messed it up.
Don't cry. Don't show weakness. Oh, even though it hurts a little bit. Beauty is pain. Beauty is pain. And now the bottom lashes. Oh, that's bad. That's bad. Get out of there. I just lightly brush, and no clumps. Let's not have clumpy eyelashes. Just little delicate little things. Oh, and there we go. Nope, not on the nose. Oh gosh. Oh geez. And I made a clumpy. God dang it.
Dang it. But it's okay, because I have a little extra mascara brush that I use to get rid of the extras.
Oh, and just brush it out. Little spoolie thing. Okay, I did it. Everything is going to be okay. Oh, that's a clump. Get out of there.
Okay, got it. Nice. Alright. I look passable. That's good. And it's very late. And is my bra showing? No, okay. Oh, lips. Okay, lips.
Ooh, let's try pink.
Right?
Let's see how that goes.
Alright, not as good as I thought it'd be. Alright. I don't know if I like this. I don't know if this was a good idea. Oh well, I'm still going. Now I'm just lining my lips with a pink lip pencil. It's kind of like a bubblegum pink. Why did I choose this color?
Maybe I'll just put on lip gloss.
Or lipstick. What should I do, Mimi? Lip gloss, lipstick? What color should I pick? And that's too neutral. Let's get something a little bit bright, a little bit poppy. It's too frosty. Okay, maybe some of this one, but I just blended out a lot. Oh, actually, I like that soft pink. Let me just, Lip gloss. That's not the right color. This one is a better color. I don't really have a nice, cute pink. No. And I'm just making a mess. Oh, this one! This one is nice. Oh, I look so young and happy.
Alrighty. Oh, nope, I overdid it. And I'm back to being... Oh, that's okay. That's what tissues are for. Nope, that was a bad idea. Okay, what am I doing? Okay, I was going in the right direction with the pink, but then I messed up somewhere along the way. And I also lost the lip pencil, and now I can't find it. That's just great.
This is what happens.
Okay, neutral's good. Because my eyeballs are already pretty illuminated. And,
nope. I need to balance this out. What is happening? What am I doing? Because whining always makes things better. Okay, this color is a nice color. Oh, no, that's nice too. Maybe just matte color then. Matte. Seriously, what happened to that pink I just had?
Pink? Where'd you go?
Pink. I lost it, you guys. I lost my pink lip pencil in like a matter of 5 seconds. It's gone. It's gone. The trolls took it. It's gone. It's gone forever.
Use this instead. And this one works too.
It looks like, I don't know.
What does it look like?
Where did I put it? Golly, it's gone. It's gone. And instead, pro tip, you can also use lipstick as blush. But then again, I'm not a pro, so poor tip. You can use lipstick as blush. Okay, guys. I think I'm gonna stop now. I have to stop now. I have to leave now. I have to go. Oh, I didn't even finish my head. My hair. Oh, what did I do? That's good enough. And just blot up clean side. And we blot. Oh, yes. Like a touch of youth. and taking out the hair clips and the rollers out. Gently taking out the rollers out. Gently being the key word that I should listen to. And I've made a good and complete mess. So that's how you know that you did your makeup and your hair good. If you made a complete mess everywhere and, you know, it's like bad. Mm-hmm. And my hair is stuck. Okay, and it's frizzy. Great. Good job, Kai. Look at what you did. All your effort into frizzy hair. Oh, actually, no, it's not all lost. I can work with this, I think. Alright. Come on here. Usually I'm just happy if, like, my front section, or if at least my crown is fluffy, then I'm good. And we flip the head over and gently brush our fingers through the curls. Ow. Gently. And another head scratch. I do like head scratchies. Alright. And we do this. Okay. Oh, wow. Look at that. Gorgeous curls everywhere. Nope. Wait. Nope. It's kind of... What am I doing? Or do I want to pin it? Oh, gosh. Oh, it's kind of messy. Oh, they're kind of everywhere. Oh, I overdid the curls. I overdid the curls, you guys. I left them in too long. Okay, I need to brush it out. Wow. Okay, I got the big and bouncy part, but now everything's kind of big and bouncy. And now it kind of... Ow. Okay. I just kind of wanted waves. Actually, I don't know if I wanted to. I was also thinking about maybe just like sort of pinning some of it up into a chignon. And, or something sort of like that. But I guess down could be nice too. Alright, let's try. How does it look like this?
I don't know.
Do I like it? It's kind of big. It's pretty big. Or maybe... No, other way. Alright, if I part it this way. And I'm so late. Ow. Oh. Nope, didn't want that. Alright. I don't know what to do. Okay, maybe I'll pin some of it up and back. Or should I just leave it down? Oh, I wish I had help. Hello, train. Or possibility. Ooh, that could work too. Nope, that can't. Okay, it's relaxing a bit. Alright, it's not so crazy. Or I could just... Oh, I could do that. Just sort of have it... Oh, hello there. Now it looks like I have short hair and like I don't have any hair at all. Ooh, but then I can poof it up. I don't know. I mean, eventually I'm gonna have to put it up. But yeah, okay, thanks for listening. If you've listened this long and you're not bored and not asleep, but yeah, okay. Bye. I'll update you on how the night turns out. Bye.